Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. The Ukrainian church presses on after four nations closed their Kyiv embassies, fearing Russian escalation. Then, a resource to help you reach the kids in your life for Christ this Christmas. We'll unpack this story for you in just a moment. But we'll begin today in Ukraine, which got the green light to strike Russia with American long-range missiles this week. Yesterday, the U.S. and three other countries closed their embassies in Kyiv, expecting an escalated response attack from Russia. Slava Gospel Association's Eric Mock says,
we talk about this in the backdrop of already an existing escalation, because Russia has already been launching a higher number of rockets and drones into Ukraine. We're seeing massive destruction.
Just over 1,000 days into this war, it's wearing on Christian leaders in Ukraine.
The reality is there are pastors that are helping to lead two and three churches. A lot of the men have been either serving on the front line or have been lost.
SGA supports several churches in Ukraine with aid and spiritual encouragement. Since the war began, SGA has distributed over 25 million meals through these churches and also reached 1.2 million Ukrainians with the gospel.
These are people that would have never, ever graced the door of a church. And now they're walking to the church because it is the only place to get warm. It's the only place to find hope. And they're finding a relationship in Jesus Christ.
Pray for peace in the region and for Ukrainian believers' faith to endure.
And so in the middle of saying, hey, we've added long-range weaponry, so it's going to get worse, it was already getting worse.
Then yesterday was Red Wednesday, a movement begun in 2016 to remember and stand with persecuted Christians. Cathedrals, churches, and monuments in cities across Europe and the globe were illuminated red. We connected with Nazanin Baghestani with Heart for Iran for a glimpse of the church in Iran.
The church in Iran is a praying church. Their number one gift that God has given them is prayer.
Christian and Muslim Iranians reach out to Heart for Iran's call center daily. Culturally, Persians believe deeply in prayer. Baghestani says that once they get to know the Lord, they become prayer warriors. They need that close walk with the Lord, especially in their nation. Iran is ranked number 9 on the World Watch list from Open Doors. Baghestani says traditionally Christian minorities such as Armenians or Syrians have greater freedom.
But if a Muslim becomes Christian, well, that's totally a different story.
They may face interrogation, imprisonment, and devastating rejection by family, even forced marriages. Would you pray for this praying church?
Pray for all kinds of means that God will open doors, that we can distribute Bibles among families inside the country.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And finally, as Christmas approaches, here's one way you can plan ahead to share Jesus with children in your life. Greg Yoder with Keys for Kids Ministry says,
kids between the ages of 4 and 14 are interested in spiritual truth.
They offer a Christmas devotional booklet to engage children with God's Word.
These are great for just holiday events, if you have Christmas concerts for your churches, for schools, if you wanted to hand them out as you're handing out gifts to friends and family, maybe neighbors. That's what we're talking about right now. Kind of redeeming the holiday. Obviously, Christmas is a holiday that we celebrate Jesus' birth. But what an amazing opportunity it would be to see young people, kids, teens, and families coming to the Christ of Christmas.
You can check out the digital samples of Christmas, Harvest, and Easter-themed devotionals. We'll connect you at our website. Each one of them has an invitation to accept Christ on the back cover and thoughtful stories for the month inside.
You'll read through the story. You'll read the Bible verses. Then when you get to the end, there are some questions. How does this apply to you? What would you do if you were in this situation? How does this Bible verse help you grow in your faith? Or how does this Bible verse remind you that you need a Savior?
Links and more can be found in the story at our website. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica, SGA's founder. It's a resource aimed at making your prayer life more vibrant. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.